It's good to see all of you again. Nice to be with you today. Let me talk to you in our study today about expressions of faith. The Bible has many expressions of all kinds of things. It's impossible to please God without faith. That's what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, you cannot please God. Jesus said in John 8:24, "For except you believe that I am He," you know the rest of that? "You'll die in your sins." When the jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" he was told, remember, to believe. Here's a point I want you to take home with you, if you take nothing else from this study. Faith unexpressed is no faith at all. Did you get that? Faith has to be expressed. That's what I want to talk to you about today. As a basis for the study, I'm looking at James chapter 2. I want to begin reading with verse 14. James 2, verse 14 beginning. "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him?" What that's really saying, can that kind of faith save him? And of course the answer is no. "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what shall it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, thou have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." That reading sets the stage for our study this morning on expressions of faith. What I'd like to do in our study is to look through this sacred book and notice some Bible expressions of faith. That is how people expressed their faith. The first one. "Thus did Noah." That's a great expression of faith, isn't it? Hebrews 11:7 teaches us that Noah operated by faith. It says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." By faith Noah, being warned. You see, as you read the story of Noah and the ark in Genesis 6:7, I hope you're impressed with the fact that he was called to build an ark to sail on waters that had never fallen. There's great evidence that it did not rain before the flood. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, that a mist went up and watered the ground. Can you imagine being called upon to build an ark, never rained before? What kind of faith would you have had? How would you have responded to that command? I really like Noah and his faith, don't you? A summary of all that he did is expressed in Genesis 6:22. When the Bible tells us that thus did Noah, according to all that God said unto him, you know the rest of that? So did he. That's a great expression of Bible faith. Had you been Noah, how would you have reacted to that? Good question, isn't it? Don't answer out loud, just think about that. The second one I want to think with you about for a moment. I'm looking at expressions of faith. The Bible records that he went out, not knowing whether he went. No doubt you remember who that's about, right? It's about Father Abraham. Can you imagine a person packing up with his family and moving and have no idea where you're going? Think of that. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11 and verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive after for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. I don't know about you, but I am impressed with the faith of Abraham. Aren't you? It's a great expression of faith that's hard to come by. He went out, not knowing where he's going. Put yourself in his place for a moment. If you had been Abraham, how would you have responded to that? I can imagine a lot of us having a lot of excuses. Wait a minute, Lord. You don't mean me, do you? You mean somebody else. You must have gotten the wrong person. I mean, I just started this. I've got that going. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. A great expression of faith, isn't it? You have that kind of faith? Do you? You'll have to decide that. But as we think about expressions of Bible faith, God will provide. Do you remember that statement? You know who that's about, right? Abraham again. When you look in the book of Genesis, you see the faith of Abraham expressed. Do you remember the story? Abraham is called upon to offer his only son, the son of promise, Isaac. And the Bible said that he expressed his faith in that God will provide. As you read the story in Genesis 22, the Bible affirms that he got up early in the morning. I could see a lot of us sleeping in. He's up at the task, ready to express his faith. He goes to the mount, takes his son, has the wood ready, the knife, and the boy asks, where's the sacrifice? Where's the offer? What's going on here in essence? And I really like his faith when he said, God will provide. Is that your kind of faith, by the way, today? You feel that way? When the storms of life press upon us and problems and issues, and they'll come, by the way. You have that kind of faith? That God will provide. In Acts 17:28, the apostle said, in God we live and move and have our being. How true that is. You believe that? I hope you do. You remember the rest of the story? As he gets a knife and ready to sacrifice his only son, the son of promise. a ram was caught in the bushes, and he offered the ram in its place. Let me ask you a question. Did Abraham, in God's sight, offer his boy? What do you think? You know? This is a Bible class. He did, didn't he? Hebrews 11, 17 to 19 is a good commentary on the expression of Abraham's faith. Hebrews 11. Listen to it. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, I think the version in the Old Testament said when he was tempted. The word tempted there is mean he was tried. God doesn't tempt men. When he was tried, God's trying him. What did he do? Hebrews 11, 17 says he offered up Isaac. So far as God was concerned, he offered his boy. And that he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in the figure. I really like that faith, don't you? When Abraham said, remember, God will provide. As we think about expressions of Bible faith, the Bible says that a man refused and chose. You know who I'm talking about? Who am I talking about? Moses. Yeah. Moses could have had anything he wished, being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You remember the early story recorded back in the Old Testament? How that the commission was to kill all the boys, but he was put out in the Nile in a little bulrushes. And how that he was seen by Pharaoh's daughter, and she brought him in and called some lady through his sister to take care of him. And you know who that was? His own mother. She must have done some really good teaching with this young boy. And that's where the teaching has to begin, you know. When guys and gals are small and little. Right? In the book of Exodus, chapter 1 and 2, you read about all this. But when you come to the Hebrew book, and Hebrews 11 began with verse 23, it says this. I'm at this word faith again. We're looking at expressions of faith. By faith. Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment, that is, to kill all the boys, remember. Now watch verse 24 in Hebrews 11. See those first two words? By faith. When he was come to years, refused. That's the expression of faith, by the way. Refused what? To be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The next word, 25, choosing rather. Those are two great words of expression is faith. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, then to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, I want you to appreciate the thing that motivated, prompted Moses to express his faith so. Verse 26, Hebrews 11. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. All the time. Moses had his eye set on something else, other than the riches of Egypt. You know what that is? You know what that was? Hirudonia, heaven. By the way, are you thinking that way too? Have you set your goal on eternity in heaven? You've got to have goals and dreams. If you don't, somebody said a man without a dream and goal is dead. You need a dream and goal about heaven, or you probably won't go. But I really like those two words, don't you? As an expression of faith, Moses refused and chose. You know, there are a lot of things in this world you just have to refuse. You just have to learn to say no. It's probably one of the hardest words for a lot of people in the English language to say no. But you need to learn to do that. Our young people, we have a lot of young people here today. That's great. You need to learn when to say no. And don't be afraid to do that. I'm looking at Bible expressions of faith from the Bible. Our appeal is made from this book as we study. I hope you see that. I like this expression of faith where it says they passed through the Red Sea. Did you recall that story? What a thought of coming to the Red Sea with the idea of crossing it, being pursued by their enemy, the Egyptians. Yet Israel did just that. The story is recorded back in the Old Testament. In the book of Exodus, in chapter 14, they've been chased by their enemy. They come to the Red Sea. And God makes provisions in that Moses stretched out his arm. An east wind blew all night and drew up the water. The water, look at it, stood as a wall on either side of them, and a cloud over the top of them. And here stands the Lord's people. Picture that. Picture you being there. Would you have kind of looked those walls of water? It's hard to imagine a wall of water just standing up there like a tsunami. And you're going to walk across. You know what it takes to do that? You got the word, haven't you? Faith. And the Bible said they passed through the Red Sea as by dry ground. In Hebrews 11 and verse 29. Would you have had enough faith to have done that? Or would you have made some excuses? I'm not sure about that. And I've never seen water stand up that way. Think about it. It's an awesome thing. It's a spectacle of all things. It's incredible, isn't it? To picture that thing. The Apostle Paul commented on it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the first two verses. You know what he called it? He called it a baptism. A baptism of Moses in the cloud and in the sea. You know why that was called a baptism? They didn't get wet. Because they were immersed in all of this. The water, the cloud, that's what it's called a baptism. You know, you've been taught, I'm sure, there are six baptisms in the Bible. Six different baptisms. That's one of them, isn't it? The baptism of Moses in the cloud and in the sea. That's 1 Corinthians 10, 1 and 2. You like that expression of faith? They passed through the Red Sea. I'd do well to ask myself, and probably you as well, had you been an Israelite on that occasion, would you have walked in on that? Would you have walked out there? Those waters standing up on the side of you. Think about it. But there's another one I want you to give a little thought to. The walls of Jericho fell down after. This takes you back to the book of Exodus in chapter 14. What a thought. Of walls falling down. Suppose you'd been a military man sitting watching this episode. And this is Joshua 6, by the way, Joshua 6. God called upon his people to do three things. Remember what they were? March around the walls 13 times. All right? 6 and 7, that's where you get to 13. Blow a ram's horn and shout. These walls are going to fall down. A lot of us would probably have said, well, that's unheard of. I've never seen that happen before. I'm not convinced that's going to happen. How'd you have handled that, by the way? Would you have been in that march? Would you have blown those ram horns? Shouted? Thinking these walls are going to fall down? Well, Hebrews 11:30 tells us, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after. After what? They were compassed about 7 days. Would you like to have been there and seen that incredible episode? You see, with God, all things are possible, right? Remember, we're just looking at Bible expressions, how people in Old Testament and New Testament times express their faith. And let me remind you again. Let me remind you that faith unexpressed is no faith at all. You believe that? Has to be expressed. Has to be put to work. Right? Like these people. Or you don't have any faith. You believe that? I think it's true. As we think about our topic for today, expressions of Bible faith. The scriptures say that she bound the scarlet line in the window. Remember that story? Rahab, right? Can you fathom staying in your house, sitting on the town wall of Jericho while the walls all around you are falling down? And the only thing between you and that destruction is a scarlet line in the window and your faith. That story impresses me. I hope it does you. That it'll generate some more faith that maybe you need today. And we all need it, don't we? In the book of Joshua, in chapter 2, you remember this story? Chapter 2 and verse 21. And she said, according unto your word, so be it. That's a good attitude, isn't it? Whatever you say, Lord, so be it. I expect that might make a good sermon, don't you think? So be it. And she sent them away, the spies, that is, and they departed. Now watch the statement. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Just like a thread. Standing between her and destruction. Somebody said, I don't see how that worked. You don't have to. You know, When the Lord tells us to do something, he never does say, I hope you see how that works. He never does say that, does he? He just expects you to have enough faith to do it. That's the kicker to all that, isn't it? Faith has to be expressed. Don't forget that. Remember, if you don't learn anything else from this little study this morning, learn you have to express your faith in doing what the Lord said, whatever it is. And by the way, the Lord can choose anything He wants you to do to accomplish His purpose. And I never question that. I won't if I've got enough faith in what He said. It's been said, and I think it's true, that one person and God make a majority. You believe that? Wow. Here's something else I want you to think about. Over the years of Old and New Testaments, God has always, and you can underscore the word always, put His blessings in something. It may vary from place to place. In Noah's day, it was in the ark. Come into the ark. Genesis 7 is full of that into business. Into. Read chapter 7 of the book of Genesis and you'll see that in business. See that? And this scarlet lion business, God put His blessings in her house. Stay in the house. Look what's going on. All these things all around you falling down, and your house is sitting on the town wall. Everything around you just falling down, and here I stand with just a scarlet line in the window. God can do anything He wants to do. Don't forget that. But you got to have some faith, and you got to express that by doing what the Lord said, whatever it happens to be. It may vary from time to time. Stay in the house, stay in the ark, get in the ark. Get in the cities of refuge, remember, Numbers 35. And on, that yokes. Had questions about this, by the way? It's a Bible class. Anybody got a comment you want to make? Anybody? Anybody? It's a Bible class. Sir? Yeah. Got to be in. Got to be in the Lord's church, right? That's for salvation. The saved added to the church. Remember Acts 2:47. By the way, are you in the church, by the way? Are you a member of the church? That's for... You got to be in Christ. That's where His blessings are. Ephesians 1:3. And on and on and on. Thank you. With me? Okay. You want another one? Okay. Here's a good expression of faith. Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. You know who said that? Anybody on this side? This side. Come on. Job. As you read the book of Job, probably you've never experienced the troubles that he had. You may think you have, but you haven't. Remember his story? You read about it in the book of Job. Lost everything. He had a lot of lost stuff, didn't he? Lost every bit of it. Even his children. Even his wife said, won't you just curse God and die? You ever had a boy? You don't want one. I had one on my little finger a number of years ago. Still got the scar. I thought it was going to kill me. I went to the doctor and he's going to look at it. I was getting ready to go on a meeting. And he got out his knife. I said, wait a minute, Doc. I'm getting ready to leave tomorrow for a meeting. He said, I'll be done before then. And just kept cutting. You don't want any boils. Why am I saying that? You don't you? Job had them all over him, the top of his head, the sole of his feet. Can you fathom that? Man. But here's his faith. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's hard to come by. That's a great expression of Bible faith. That's in Job 13:15, by the way, if you're taking any notes. And James saw fit to mention him. The Holy Spirit inspired James to say in James 5:11, you've heard of the patience of Job. I expect all of us could stand a good dosage of patience, don't you think? We are hurry up and wait people. Do you see impatience where you work? At school? You don't see it while driving, of course, right? Stop at that red light. The minute that thing changes, if you don't go, the folks behind you will let you know. Real quickly. I think we're an impatient people. That may be one reason there's so many restaurants of fast food. I want it, and I want it right now. I don't want to wait. Really, I wanted yesterday. Can you relate to that? We don't have time to wait, do we? Maybe we need to slow down a little bit. Think about, read the book of Job every once in a while. And maybe you can learn, and I can learn as well. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him, or I will trust him. Job's a great book, isn't it? Sets a great example for all of us. I'm looking at Bible expressions of faith, right? Remember the theme? Faith unexpressed is no faith at all, as far as God's concerned. There's a little story in the book of Daniel I want to call to your attention. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The expression I want you to think about is, our God is able to deliver us. Our God is able to deliver us. These men were great men of faith. While being threatened to be cast into a fiery furnace for not worshiping the king's image. In Daniel 3. They said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. That's Daniel 3, verses 16 and 17. How would you have handled that? Being threatened like that by a king with a lot of power. The king had power to do whatever he wished to you, right? Just whack your head off if he wanted to. As a result of this great faith, they told the king, We will not serve thy gods. That word God is with a little G, by the way. Talking about men, not the true God. We'll not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Daniel 3, verse 18. The bottom line to this is, we have nothing to fear when God is on our side. Nothing. If we'll learn to express our faith and doing what God says do. Another one I like to think about. It shall be even as it was told me. I'll repeat that for you. It shall be even as thou hast told me. You know what that's about? It comes from a story in the book of Acts in chapter 27. Paul and his company is found in a hurricane. Tempestuous sea wind. Bless those people, by the way, in Florida today. Think about them as you pray again. In Acts 27, after being told by an angel of God that for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship, Paul's faith is expressed in these words. In Acts 27, verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Paul is expressing his faith in what God said, nobody's going to be hurt, but you got to stay in the ship. There's that business again. Remember just a moment ago, we talked about God's always put his blessings in something. Now then, the ship. Let me ask you a question. With this storm brewing all around you, would you have stayed in that ship? Think about that. They had to obey the Lord by having enough faith to stay in that ship. Acts 27, verse 31. There was 276 souls on board. And I like the way Paul later discussed this issue with Timothy. You know what he said? For I know. Paul, let me ask you, what is it you know? I know who I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That's in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. Let me ask you a question. Have you checked your faith lately? Starting over here. This section over here. Do you have this kind of faith? Have you expressed it like these people did? Have you? Pretty important, isn't it? Let me give you another one. There's an expression I really like from the New Testament this time again. It's in Luke chapter 5 and verse 4 and 5. The expression in four words. Nevertheless, at thy word. It's a story of some fishermen. You ever fished all night and didn't catch anything? And somebody comes up and says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Luke 5, verse 4. That happened to Simon, and his expression of faith was, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Have you ever been there? Fished all night and hadn't caught a thing. Now watch his expression of faith. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Luke 5, verse 5. I like that, don't you? Here's a fisherman. Fished all night, not caught a thing. And yet somebody, the Lord said to him, let down your nets. And he said, if you say so, Lord, I'll do it. And he did. And the attitude shows respect for the Lord's authority as you read through this, brother. You know the result? Caught a lot of fish. Even to the point of breaking their nets. As an expression of that faith, the fish got to bite it. And they caught a bunch of them. You like that expression of faith? Nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, if you say so, although we've fished all the night, we'll here we go. There they come. One more, and this study is yours. Number 12. The Apostle Paul had a lot of faith in God. We already talked about it from the ship business. Close to his departure from this world, he had an expression of faith that all of us need. He said, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The Apostle Paul obeyed the gospel under difficult circumstances. But he was never the same after that. You read his conversion in Acts 9 and 22 and 26. He made full proof of his ministry. When he was ready to be offered and came time of his departure, which will happen to all of us one day, his great expression of faith can be found in these words. Listen to him. I fought a good fight. Have you done that? I finished my course. We must do that. Some people start, never finish. I've kept the faith. Got to do that. Paul, I want to know, what's the result of that kind of thing in your life? Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The Bible talks about a lot of different crowns. Makes a good sermon. Spiritual crowns. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me at that day. Not only to me only, but also unto all them that have loved his appearing. That's 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. Paul would often say, for we know. Like he talked to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5, 1, we know. That's faith. That if the house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That's faith. And so as a result of that, he said, we ought to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Let me ask you. Do you have the promise of a crown of life beyond this world? As a member of the church and as a Christian, you must be faithful even to the taking of your life. Revelation 2:10. That you might receive that promise of that's laid up in heaven for you, reserved for in heaven for you. You can have it if you learn to express your faith in God by obedience. A person who's never obeyed the gospel has to express his faith by repenting. Acts 17:30. Confessing that faith. Matthew 10:32. And being baptized. Having faith that when you're baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. The Lord will pardon your past sins. Added to his body the church, Acts 2:47. If you will continue to express that faith in obedience, you can have what Paul said, the crown of righteousness laid up. Thanks for being in our study.